Fox and the Crow. One summer's morning, crafty Mr. Fox was still asleep in his cosy little hut. He suddenly woke up. I need some breakfast. I'm really hungry. He opened the fridge door. Oh no, there's nothing in it. What am I going to do about breakfast now? He sat at the table and thought. I know, I should go outside to see if I can find anything to eat. And he did. A big enormous piece of cheese that Crow had already spotted from up on a branch. Before he could even get there, Crow swooped down and put it in her beak. Fox ran back to his house and sat at the table and thought. I know, I can flatter her and make her open her mouth. I know, she thinks she can sing but she can't, said the mischievous fox. So the fox went out and said to the crow, what lovely feathers you have there and what a lovely beak you have. You're so gentle, you're like a butterfly. But most of all, people love to hear you sing. So Crow was very flattered about that. She opened her beak and sang. Caw, caw! And then suddenly, the cheese fell out. She kept singing, but she didn't know that the cheese fell out. The fox ran and picked up the cheese. And he ran back to his house and said, I told you I would get it, Crow. I knew it. Back to the crow. The crow was really upset and said, how am I meant to feed my poor little chicks now? I don't have anything to give them. I know. If people love my singing so much and the animals, they might give me some food. So she sang all day. Caw, caw, all day long. And she only got half of a grape from a really nice tortoise. Soon as the fox ate his cheese, he was very, very happy and looking for lunch. Crow got her way by getting one half of a grape. But the animals in the forest were really upset for the crow waking them up. So the moral of this story is, don't be taken in by people who flatter.